Were you on a first date this weekend? Where'd you go? How'd it go? You can tweet at PetchandAmy 424-1234. Be part of the show. I'm single. Yep. Not on any dating websites, though. I don't do Tinder or Bumble. I just can't be involved. And I find myself losing. You know, I was talking to somebody last night at my friend's house, her boyfriend's stepdad. And he's like, man, I'm so glad I'm not in the dating scene. It seems really terrible. And I'm like, I don't think I'm in the date. I'm single, but I'm not really in the dating scene.
Do you know what I think it is as well? And I'm just trying to like sit back and kind of just trying to look at it. But now I think it's so hard more than ever now is because we see so much stuff on like Facebooks and Instagram. We see so much social media stuff now that, you know, you make one like wrong little choice of bad phrasing or something, and then someone, oh, that's a creeper, like instantly, and it might not even be that way at all. Like it's I would imagine it's horribly hard now, and I saw a thing online, and they're saying like the current like crop of people who are now getting ready to go like a drinking age, like 20, they're not going to the bars and stuff anymore. Yeah. Now. They're not really interested in that scene anymore, and it's kind of it must make it even harder, I would think.
It's interesting to say the least. And my friend, you know, we just talked to our friend of the show Dallas about his weekend and his first date. My friend up in Newark went on a first date this weekend, and this chick he said is perfect, like physically what he likes. The outer stuff is what he's into. She's petite. He's really into petite women. She's into the same things that he is. So he finds out, first date, that her job, what she actually gets paid to do, she's a dominatrix.
See?
But then he Googles, and he's like, I start seeing videos and pictures, and he's like, I can't do this. And I'm like, why? First of all, don't even go down that rabbit hole. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, what are you willing to overlook? Like, you don't want to be alone anymore? You guys like the same music? You have similar hobbies? Her job doesn't have... Maybe she doesn't like your job.
See, and the thing is, I know they say, like, it's just a job. And I'm just throwing it out there. Like, if you, like, were out and you were dating for a guy... Let's go for a guy. Dating an adult movie star. You went out on a date and they were saying... I think a guy's instant first reaction is like, oh, yeah, she's going to be into all sorts of... But I think if you continue to date that person and then you get in that situation with them, it made me wonder, like, when you're getting close and intimate, like, is that person really into it? Because they do it all the time.
Like, when I leave here, I don't like to talk. No. I'm off the air. I'm very quiet. I'm exhausted. Mm-hmm. This is exhausting to me.
But it's true, though. It is.
Yeah. I'm done. Like, by the time 10 o'clock rolls around, I've covered everything that people cover throughout the day with different people. Mm-hmm. We've crammed it into 4 hours. We've talked everything to death. I have no words by the time I'm done. I'm out of things to say. I don't, my quick wit, gone. It's all gone. What you get here is like
the best of. Yeah. This is the best you're going to get of Amy for 4 hours.
After 10 a.m., you get nothing.
It's true, but it's the same with any profession. Yeah. Like, if you're a painter and decorator, do you want to go home and then paint rooms in your house? No. It's the same with anything, isn't it?
But what do you have to be willing to overlook? Just the dating scenario, what's right about it? The things that are right about it are that it's now with social media and different apps, it opens you up to people that you wouldn't come in contact with.
That's true.
That 50 miles away, that's not, you know, if you might find somebody living, if you live in Dover, somebody in Philly, you guys click, and how would you have met them before if your paths didn't cross through Tinder or Bumble?
Yeah.
But there's now too many options where you can't make a decision. You know, when you go the Cheesecake Factory, you know why it takes you an hour and a half to decide? Because there's 7,000 things to pick from.
Like, if they just had like 3 cheesecakes to pick from instead of 20,
when
it'd
you
be
go
okay.
to a wedding, you get chicken, fish, vegetarian, and you're like, chicken, cool, move on. Yeah.
They'll give you this 10-page menu to go through. It's very true.
So, all right, what's the dating scenario for you? Were you on a first date this weekend? Where did you go? How did it go? If you want to be part of the show, you can tweet us at PetchandAmy or 424-1234.